we're back here on Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about boilers with Dave Shippey. Tell me about boiler tuning, which you mentioned before the break, and reset as well. What are those?
Boiler tuning should include cleaning as well, but yearly maintenance on the boiler, 1/8 inch of soot on the inside of your boiler will insulate the boiler from being able to get the heat out of the flue gas, and it'll go up the chimney. And you'll be able to tell that by higher exhaust gas temperatures. Cleaning the boiler, getting all the soot off of all the heat exchange surfaces, will allow the heat to go into the boiler and into the water rather than up the chimney. And tuning the boiler with a new nozzle gets a fine atomization of the fuel, and it gets the right air-fuel mixture to burn at its optimum efficiency. And reset controls are a way to decrease the water temperature inside the boiler. The idea is if you have a boiler with 140 degree water in it and 1700 degree flue gas, it's easier to get the heat out of the flue gas into that cooler water than it is to get heat out of the flue gas into, say, 180 degree water. You create a higher temperature difference between the water in your boiler and your flue gas, and you can get more heat out of your flue gas. So that's what the reset controls. The reset controls will run your boiler at 180 when it's 40 below outside. But as it warms up outside, you don't need as hot a water to heat your house, and so the control will tell the boiler to heat up to maybe 170 when it's 20 below outside and 150 when it's zero outside. And all of those reset ratios can be fine-tuned by your heating professional to customize it to your house. But anytime you can reduce the temperature in your boiler, you can gain a few points in efficiency. And that's what the reset does. It resets the water temperature that the boiler runs at to be just hot enough to heat your house based on how cold it is outside.
And in terms of cleaning your boiler, is that something I can do myself, or do I have to once again call a professional to do that?
It can be done yourself, but it is a messy job. And the newer boilers seem to be a lot more cleanable than some of the older boilers. The older boilers, you had to take off some side shields and some of the top pieces, and sometimes the gaskets would, you know, half of the gasket sticks to the lid and half of the gasket sticks to the boiler and tears. And putting it back together without a new gasket might mean some flue gas leaks. So depending on the boiler, it might be best to have a boiler professional do the cleaning. The newer boilers, most of them seem to have hinge and open from the front and are much more cleanable. You can get the brush to most of the heat exchange surfaces in the boiler, and there's no spots inside the boiler that are hiding from cleaning and stay covered with soot. So the new designs are much more cleanable, either by a homeowner or a professional for better heat transfer.
Now, what if you already have an electric water heater? Which one is better to use?
A general statement would be that a high-efficiency boiler will make hot water for less money than an electric hot water heater. But usage also plays a role. If you can put your electric water heater on a timer, on a 7-day programmable timer, you might be able to avoid the standby losses that would be incurred in a boiler situation. But generally speaking, buying fuel oil at current prices is cheaper than buying the electricity.
Dave, is there any new fascinating boiler technology in development right now?
They're making boilers out of different cast iron materials. Some of the boilers have what they call eutectic cast iron, And it's a little more flexible and a little more forgiving with temperature differences between the supply and return water temperature. So they don't suffer the boiler shock that the older boilers did. And so they can bring cooler water back to them without cracking the castings. And that allows them to do deeper resets with their outdoor reset controls. The other technology that isn't very common with oil-fired boilers is condensing boilers. And that's basically extracting enough heat from the flue gas that the flue gas condenses. Typically, you know, propane and natural gas-fired units have been condensing units for a long time. The condensate is less benign in those, and also, but the, if a condensing boiler can take more heat out of the flue gas and not worry about flue gas condensation, because they're made out of either stainless steel and or plastic parts, so the condensate isn't going to corrode them. But then the condensate needs to be drained away, so there's an additional aspect of having that style of boiler. But the condensing boilers can run north of 90% efficiency.
And where can people go if they want more information on boilers?
At Cold Climate Housing, we have the three different boilers installed, a range of technology that they can come take a look at and discuss how they function and how they may or may not fit into their house or their building project.
Thank you very much, Dave. That's all for this week's edition of Alaska HomeWise. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
If you want to submit a question to Alaska HomeWise, email us at akhomewise@cchrc.org. We'll try and get your question answered on the air. For more information on HomeWise, including a schedule of upcoming shows, visit the UAF Cooperative Extension Service website at www.uaf.edu/ces or the Cold Climate Housing Research Center at cchrc.org. Save energy. Save money. Become HomeWise.